Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Let's start with the headlines first. Government okays 4-year moratorium on AGR spectrum dues. Bad bank plan gets cabinet nod. Bugs remain in tax filing portal after deadline. SEBI bars Poonawalla Fincorp's MD from dealing in securities. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. The last street is likely to have a muted start this morning. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded some 15 points lower at 8:10 hours. Asian markets opened higher on Thursday as investors took heart from a Wall Street rebound, but most of them gave up their early gains. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was flat, down by 0.01%. Elsewhere, the yield on 10-year treasuries was at 1.29%. The dollar drifted near the middle of its range of the past month versus major peers today as traders look to next week's Federal Reserve policy meeting for indications on how soon the US Central Bank will start to taper stimulus. Oil prices slipped today but kept most of the previous day's gains after a larger than expected drawdown in crude oil stocks in the United States. Brent crude oil fell 13 cents or 0.2% to $75.33 a barrel. That said, here's what is making news. Benchmark Nifty is up 10,000 points from its pandemic low of 7,511.1 hit in March last year. A rally fueled by easy money policies from global central banks, development of COVID-19 vaccines, and a gradual recovery in the Indian economy. 10 stocks have contributed to over 50% of this 10,000-point rally. Reliance has contributed 1,000 points, which means about one-tenth of this rally was due to gains in the oil-to-telecom conglomerate. Financials and software exporters, TCS and Infosys, were the other big index movers. 6 out of top 10 stocks that moved the Nifty were financials. Coal India, Hero Moto, IOC, Eicher Motors and Bajaj Auto contributed the least to the Nifty's rally. The stock of Titan Company hit a fresh high on Wednesday. The country's largest listed jeweller has gained over 15% on bourses over the past month following expectations of a strong recovery in demand in the near term with increasing vaccination and the festive season. In addition, mandatory gold hallmarking is likely to benefit the organized jewelry sector. According to industry estimates, Titan's market share in the jewelry segment is still below 10% despite rapid growth in the past few years. This is likely to improve since mandatory hallmarking will increase operating costs, thereby making it difficult for smaller unorganized jewelers to be competitive. Folios in index funds saw more than fourfold jump to 1.53 million in August this year from 3,45,000 in March 2020, according to data from the Association of Mutual Funds in India. Assets under management surged more than 5 times during this period to Rs. 28,000 crore from Rs. 5,815 crore. Financial planners said investors turned to index funds mainly because of the inability of index active fund managers to outperform the benchmark indices, especially in the large cap category. Many first-time investors also chose passive funds due to their low cost, ease of understanding, and no fund manager bias. Lastly, the process of creating Bitcoin consumes around 96 terawatt hours of electricity annually. More than is used by the Philippines, a nation of about 110 million people. That usage, which is close to 0.5% of all the electricity consumed in the world, has increased about tenfold in just the past 5 years. The Bitcoin network uses about the same amount of electricity as Washington State does in a year, and more than one-third of what residential cooling in the United States uses up. More than 7 times as much electricity as all of Google's global operations. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. SEBI has barred Abhay Bhutada, MD of Poonawalla Fincorp, formerly Magma Fincorp, and 7 individuals from dealing in securities for allegedly indulging in insider trading in the shares of Magma Fincorp. DGCA has given approval to Hyderabad-based Dr. Reddy's lab to conduct phase 3 bridging trials of Sputnik Lite, the first dose of Sputnik COVID-19 vaccine in India. The government will sell up to a 10% stake in Hindustan Copper through a public offer starting Thursday. The offer is primarily for 5% and the government can retain bids for another 5% under the green shoe option in case of oversubscription. JSW's $1 billion overseas bond sale that opened for subscription on Wednesday received bids worth $5.5 billion till late evening. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.